And with me this morning is Steve Godey. He is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Good morning, Steve.
I'm here. Can you hear me, Jay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great.
Oh, I thought maybe the flood swept you away.
No. Oh, no. Did you enjoy the nice weekend?
Well, I certainly did. For the first time, we got a chance to sit out in the yard, watch. We still had plenty of snow around, but we did have some open areas. Watch uncounted numbers of juncos and other small sparrow-type birds in the yard. It was great. It was wonderful weather.
With the thaw going on, we've started to push about a lot of that highland snow down into the streams. I'm sure that most of the south-facing slopes are starting to get a bunch of the snow moving.
Well, yeah, lots of stuff coming down. You know, those every so often streams, those little rills that come down through the rocks and that kind of stuff, there's quite a bit of that, and the streams are opening up. But what's been nice about this, weather-wise, is that it's been not a blistering sunlight kind of thing, but a slow kind of evaporative melt. And that's got to be good for flooding, is it not?
Well, it is. It's also good for the ongoing drought condition as we allow the soils to open up a little bit. But, you know, I think what's really happening is that we're also getting a lot of ripening of the snowpack at the higher elevations. I mean, we're seeing areas where we've had several feet of snow up in the high country being compacted and ripening, and still has we've got quite a bit of water equivalent left on the hillside to come out. And while we are moving a lot of that now, I'd expect we have a long, prolonged runoff season here. And in the short term, what we're trying to stay away from is any big rain event.
Yeah, I meant to ask you about that. There is a little rain in the forecast, isn't there?
That's right, yeah. Well, what we've got is a pretty vigorous system that's going to be developing some showers and thunderstorms well west of our area in the Red River Valley tonight. And it looks like that's going to give us a glancing blow as it passes by tonight and tomorrow, where we could see in the area of the North Shore less than probably half inch, maybe quarter of an inch of precipitation on our pretty ripe snowpack up there. So that'll give things a bump. Luckily, this one will be short-lived. And then, unfortunately, for folks, it looks like we're going to cool things down again. And by midweek, we're going to be getting those low temperatures below freezing again, high temperatures in the 40s on Wednesday, 37 out there on Thursday, so with low temperatures in the upper 20s. So we're going to kind of help slow down that diurnal daily fluctuation of snow melt as it comes out and maybe even add a little bit of snow into the system.
Uh-oh. I was going to ask you. You said the word.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
So that looks like the end of the week, but the first chance of rainfall looks to be coming in tonight into tomorrow.
Well, that sounds good. It's been good so far, and keep up the good work, Steve. I know.
Well, thanks very much. We do have some hydrologic outlook information posted on our website right now. We're kind of having heightened awareness right now for folks mm-hmm. that living along the North Shore and the higher elevations as that stream flow comes down. It's just if we get exceptional amounts of rain or continue to see the snow melt, the rises might go out of bank. So we just want people to be aware of that, and if they're seeing water running over roadways, it'd be great to notify local law enforcement so they can get road crews out to do marking and things like that.
Okay, we've been speaking with Steve Godey. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thanks so much, Steve.
All right, have a good week, Jay.